Hi, my name is Claire Powling, and I will be a sophomore next year at Kimberly High School. My credo doesn't really need a title. I am a melody. Unlike Lennon's mi so ti ti la, I'm fairly inconsequential. But standing here and talking to you, I am a melody in the symphony of our lives. Why, do you ask? Why does a girl of merely 15 years old claim this? My melody is my confidence. I am a melody because I believe that in this symphony here and now, I have a voice. My determination steers this music. My tenacity to question changes keys as I question. But if I quaver, I still hold strong. I am a melody. But a symphony isn't created by a mere melody. Alone, I am the pop of a double bubble or the tune of a solitary ice cream van. My melody isn't enough without you. With you, the real music is made. Standing here, you supporting me, we are united. You are the harmony. This harmony questions and queries. This harmony holds it to its key. Yes, the pulls of oppression may pull, but we depend on each other, and we cannot stand alone. This symphony is our community, each individual keen to express and interpret. And while we cannot all sing a scale or perform a tune, we are the music. Our lives piece together the intricate rhythms. Together, our music is the song of equality, commitment, compassion, and expression. United, this piece sustains itself because we are a power known to ourselves. Now I am your melody. I believe in the power of me. But I derive this song from you, and I bestow its flame to you, because I will pass you my melody, and we will sing in harmony.
My name is Mari Witzeling. I will be a junior at Valley New School next year, and this is what I believe. I believe in coming of age. I believe there is no higher being or higher power. I believe there is no purpose. I believe souls do not exist and that personality is mistaken for soul. I believe I can live soulfully despite not having a soul. I believe death is the end of life. I believe heaven and hell do not exist. I believe in science and nature's rules. I believe in coincidences. I believe we are all only human. I believe in responsibility and in hard work. I believe in doing things for fun and doing things to better myself. I believe in regrets and learning from experiences. I believe in simplicity and also in great complication. I believe in appreciating and enjoying life. I also believe there is a time to be dutiful. I believe everyone has the tools to cope. I believe in loving people equally. I believe everyone has natural talents. I believe in friendship and trust. I believe anyone worth dying for would never want me to die. I believe in the goodness of others. I believe in doing good deeds for no reason. I believe in setting goals and perseverance. I believe in not having to be the best, but liking it when I am. I believe people change. I believe in getting advice. I believe a warm pair of socks can make anyone happy. I believe in the healing power of hugs and kisses, and sometimes hot chocolate helps. I believe in full ride scholarships. I believe in quiet time. I believe in music. I believe in every single person in this room. And I believe in myself. Thank you.
That's a tough act to follow. I wrote it on my phone, yeah. All right, so my name is Jordan, and next fall I'll be a junior at Oshkosh West High School. I'm going to start this off by getting something off my chest. Mom and Dad, your heart's got to be pumping right now, huh? Anyways, I started off this whole coming of age thing kind of thinking that the UUers were the double rainbow guys of the religious community. They were all just kind of, wow, what does it mean, you know? Really, no reason. And I've kind of come to realize that that's completely true. But I can see the beauty in that, so, yeah. Anyway, about this whole God thing and all that. To be honest, if there's a God, or if there's not a God, or if there's a divine cow, a holy cow, as they say, or sacred taco, I don't know. But I do believe in a few things. I believe in love and the ability for complete empathy for another person. That's a gift. And I think that love is the biggest proof that there is or could be a God out there. I think the biggest service a God serves is giving people something to be thankful to and for. So whether I have to be thankful to a God or a sacred taco, I really don't care. All that aside, I do think I've had some personally divine experiences in my life. The first time I kissed a girl, that was good. Kissing my mom wasn't so bad either. The first time I fell in love, and second time, and all those times after that. My first wrestling match, those weren't connected, those last two. The first time I played guitar and enjoyed it, you know, it sounded good, and that was good. The first time I saw Fight Club, great movie if you haven't seen it. Great movie. Anyways, all these things have in some way shaped who I am and who I will become. I am thankful for all those experiences, and I don't know where to direct those thanks. But, and I probably will never know, but till then, I can still appreciate the double rainbow and say, what does it mean?
That'll be really hard to go after. I'm Dana Strachan. I'm going to be a sophomore next year at Nina High School. Hold on. Wrong piece of paper. Okay. 2 years ago, when I was listening to my brother present his credo, my mom leaned over and whispered, "That'll be you in 2 years." And ever since then, I've been kind of freaking out. Although I didn't think too much about what I believed back then, it seems every day this day that got closer, I've been freaking out even more. A few weeks ago, during the 6-hour retreat in nature, I was waiting for this light bulb to go in my head, off in my head, and for my hand to just start writing this amazing credo. But that's when I realized I have no idea where to start. After the 6 hours passed, and not a single word had been written on the notebook that I was hoping would be filled with my beliefs in a nutshell, I was really panicking. But that's when Mark Walker mentioned this website that gave you a quiz, basically spat out what you believe. Most people laughed as if this was a joke, but I was about to jump for joy. So I Googled this amazing present, and I found beliefomatic.com. But it took me about 7 seconds to realize that this is going to be a lot harder than I thought. To start off, I had to look about half the words they use, and I had no idea what my opinions were to these questions. When I finished, the results I got back were pretty surprising, so I retook the quiz for the next 3 days. But of course, I received different answers every time. That's when I decided this website was not going to work for me. So during church last weekend, I was looking around and basically daydreaming when I realized that the window panes remind me of a cross, a symbol of Christianity, and that the panel of cloth, which I've always loved, reminded me of a lotus flower, a symbol of Buddhism. And I looked around and I thought about the people in this room and all the different faiths that these people come from. That's when my eyes came across the two U's at the table of the legs that support the symbolic Unitarian Universalist chalice. And I realized that this faith we have is made of foundations of many others. This was a big step for me when I realized my faith was made up of all different faiths. But this still didn't help me figure out what I personally believed. Last Monday, I believed that God created the universe and there was only one God and people go to heaven after they die. On Wednesday, I was certain that the Big Bang was the source of all life and God was just a figure of imagination. But on Friday, I thought that the earth had always been here, it always will be here, and people reincarnate when they die. But yesterday, I remembered back when I was little and I thought that God was a huge tornado figure, and when we die, we went and drank pina coladas and sang in the rain with Jesus. But after all these thoughts and theories, I still realize that I have no idea what I believe right now. I may have 15 theories to how this world was created, and I may have 15 theories about what happens when we die. But that's okay, because I'm only 15, and I'm sure that within the next 15 years, my opinions and beliefs will change a few more times. Actually, I know I'm sure, because in this past morning, listening to all these credos, they've changed a couple times then, too. And I also realized that the website I was using was not messing up. It was not the website's fault. It was my answers that changed every day. And as I changed day and day, I realized that that was okay. So even though I was mostly neo-pagan on Monday, Mahayana Buddhist on Wednesday, Jainist on Friday, I was always at least 84% Unitarian Universalist. And that, I believe, is something I truly believe in. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Kaylee Couture, and I am currently a sophomore at Menasha High School. In my journey through coming of age, I have worked to find myself. In doing so, I realize that myself is ever-changing and will never be completely settled. This said, I can still find myself in what I believe for the moment that I'm in. In a week it may be different, but as of right now, this is what I believe. I believe that there isn't a God and that there isn't an afterlife. When you die, you are dead, and that is that. You have come full circle, and now it is time for you to open up space for someone else to begin their circle. This is a natural part of life, and is the reason why each day is special and should be cherished, because tomorrow could be over. This is why I try to live each day with the knowledge that it doesn't get better than this. I also believe that joy is found in the simple things. Not everything is going to be big and grand, so I try to focus on the small things that truly matter. Simple things like sitting in a chair reading, or lying in a hammock under the shade of a tree. I find that it is these activities that bring me the most peace and can even be spiritual. A core belief that I have is the belief that self-reflection is essential in life. Every once in a while I try to sit and meditate about myself. This is one of the things I did during the quest that each coming-of-age member must do. I realized that there is a sea of thoughts floating in my mind and that's important and meaningful to sail about them. Another belief I have is that listening is often more important than speaking. I believe that there is a difference between listening and listening. Anyone can hear what is being said, but it is more important to listen, comprehend, and contemplate what is being said. This is why, in my life, I try to do more listening. I believe that everyone has something valuable to say, and that even if I don't agree with it, it is good to listen, contemplate, and accept that this is what they believe. I see this very well with religions. I personally may not believe what they believe, but I can always find value in their teachings. This is what I believe.
I'm Hannah Phillips, and I'm a junior at Appleton North High School. I believe in love. I believe in kindness, responsibility, caring, compassion, appreciation, open-mindedness. To me, these are love. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. Love is not rude or self-seeking or easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. 1 Corinthians 13:4 through 7. The majority of these words also fit my definition of respect. I believe in respect. I believe that everything on this earth and beyond it has worth. We must be respectful of everything, and I believe we must never be rude, rash, or judgmental. We must always be considerate and polite. But of course, in real life, no one always is all of these things. And that's the beauty of love. We don't have to be perfect. We can be loved despite our imperfections, even because of them. Because love is always. Love is unconditional. We are loved despite our faults, and we love others despite theirs. We all hold on to love because it is our interactions with others that keep us alive. It is these connections that get us through hard times and help us go on. As James Taylor said, there ain't no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Love is what makes the world move. Love for your job, for your friends and family, your hobbies, your home. Love is unity. It gives us confidence because we know others believe in us and support us. It gives us confidence because we know we are not alone in any problem or any situation. We are not alone in any feeling or concern. We are never alone. And it is the trust in one another that love gives us that eventually helps us to learn this. Love is the feeling you get when you're with family and friends. It's the feeling you have when you're perfectly comfortable and when you're with people that you wear don't go out in public in clothes with. 7-year-old Bobby put it best. Love is what's in the room with you at Christmas if you stop opening presents and listen. I believe in love, for if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. 1 Corinthians 13:1 through 3. I believe that love is the most important thing of all. This I believe.
I'm Anna Barton. I'm a senior at Appleton North, and I had prom last night, so I'm really tired, so just a warning. I believe in warmth. I believe in the power of human touch. I believe in finding a deeper meaning than what I first see. I believe that we don't question things enough, and I believe that there is never just one side to any situation, and I believe that if we think there is, we're not looking hard enough. I believe that not one person was created superior to another, and we should not act like we are. I believe that a deep, restful sleep solves most problems. I believe that pancakes and hot chocolate are both highly capable of doing the same. I believe that friendship is one of the most powerful bonds on earth, and I believe that a hug is as holy as it gets. I believe that makeup does not make you beautiful, but rather your eyes, your smile, and your happiness do. I believe that politics and social justice should not keep us apart, but bring us together to search for the greater good. I believe that not one religion is the truth, but each is perfect and sacred to its believers. I believe that a higher power wouldn't want us to fight over its existence. And I believe that for all of our grand accomplishments, we are all still very human. For who are we to decide what happens when we die? For the sun will outshine the darkness, the rain clouds will pass. And as much as I will fight to deny it, there's still hope somewhere. The stars in the sky might be gone in just a day, but what do I know? Yes, the sun's over there, but tomorrow it might not be. What is this? Why is that? And will I find an answer? So I'll keep looking, always looking. I'll stop and smile and know it'll be all while my journey never ends.